So then about 1984, Lee Allen Smith calls you.
Yes.
You've got this great job going.
Got this great job. And they do market research all the time on the television stations. The market research on me was very good because it was iffy. When I first went on the air, the TV critic had done a telephone interview with me. The station did not use the fact that I'd been Miss America in with the press release, but Ed Bark, the TV critic, came out with a big headline. KXAS hires Barbie doll. Former Miss America loves God, dogs, and family. They were very upset. I hadn't even gone on the air yet. Mm-hmm. So they were very concerned that I would not be accepted, that I would be considered a Barbie doll, not a journalist. But in time, I was well accepted, and the market research was extremely good on me. Did not do well with their new male anchor, so he was shipped off and a new one was hired. But my personal life, it was so hard working nights and eventually was by myself with no family because I was in Fort Worth. The family was in Dallas. If I could have commuted from Dallas, I would have stayed probably and had some family support. But without that, and when you work nights, it's really hard to make friends because you don't have a regular schedule. Mm-hmm. I had one girlfriend, Sue Sewell, and she's still my friend, in Fort Worth, and then the people I worked with, but none of them had children except for the men, and they all had wives. So when Lee Allen called, it was still a tough decision, but at that time I was by myself with Tyler. I needed to come home. I needed my friends. I needed my family. I needed my mother closer. I needed to come home.
Was your answer to him, I'll think about it?
I'll think about it. What Lee Allen offered me, I guess I can say this now. He was general manager
of KTVY.
Yes. He said, I will match your salary, and you can do the 5 and 6 o'clock with Linda Cavanaugh.
Wow. That was very generous, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Wow.
Wow.
We must have leaped at that.
I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I could be at home with Tyler. Mm-hmm. I could be a single mom that had a regular life and still have a good salary. And
be
come home
by 7 o'clock in the evening.
And do a 5 and a 6 o'clock newscast? Wow. But what it meant was the step down in terms of status. Mm-hmm. What I didn't realize is that it meant some other things. It meant getting off the ladder, the career ladder. I didn't realize that. Hmm. But I still would have chosen Tyler. That's
yes.
What I was doing. I was choosing him, and I missed my church a lot. I missed Norman Neves and Church of the Servant. I never could replace that, and I tried a lot of churches, but I never could replace that, and I missed my friends.
Must have been a number of people who said, are you crazy?
Oh, yes.
Leaving this market?
A lot of people didn't believe it. They didn't believe it.
Didn't believe that you...
Well, it's like politicians who say, I'm resigning because
there's another
for
reason.
Family and friends,
right.
When everybody knows they can't get reelection.
Right.
A lot of people didn't believe it. And there was one woman who freelanced with the Fort Worth Telegram and also worked at KXAS. And I loved her article. I was so appreciative of that because she wrote a great news article that told the truth. She said, nobody did what Jane Giroux did. Nobody does that. She left a top 10 market. She really left.
And we should point out that you were the first female to be awarded Outstanding News Personality in the Dallas-Fort Worth television market.
Yes.
That was super.
That was a really neat thing.
I mean, you had a lot of awards, I know, but that just jumps out at me.
Well, it was a big deal for the station because they'd never had a woman that had any acceptance in the market. It was a big deal. Iola Johnson was the big name in television news. Judy Jordan had been the big name. I think that was her name. She had kind of changed by the time I was there. But KXAS had never had any female that had caught hold of any market share. So it was a big deal. And they offered to give me a big raise to stay. That did not help my decision. It was really, really hard to leave. So I loved my career. I really loved it.
There's a certain magic and chemistry between the camera and that person, and these people are looking at you. So whatever you had within you, in addition to your writing and all, and you could read, obviously, there's that magic that happens, and you can't explain it, and many of us can't, but something does happen.
I guess so.
Right?
You know, I'm not good at analyzing that.
But that's what happened with you. You had that something that could jump out at a viewer.
Well, and I think it's maybe a bit regional, maybe not. I don't know. And I think it's an authenticity.
Right.
I really think you can't fake it.
No. However, how long did you stay at KTV? Why?
Just a few years. It didn't work very well.
Why?
I don't know. I love Linda. She's one of my best friends. But one thing is the reporters and producers at Channel 4 were very loyal to Linda, and they perceived me as a threat to her. They thought I was Miss Big Time coming in to show Linda up.
Oh,
Linda is the least cosmetic person around. She doesn't care a bit about cosmetics. So here I was, Miss Beauty Queen, all fluffed up. And Linda, you know, hardcore journalist. But they paid people to fluff her up. She's okay with that. And she's a very attractive woman. Mm-hmm. And she's a great journalist. She's a great writer. People don't know what a good writer she is. And she is fabulous at ad-libbing. But there were little subtleties. Like one night we were doing elections, which were very hard for me. I'd not been in the market. I didn't know the name of people. Linda is brilliant at ad-libbing. I'm not. And one of the teleprompters was down. I'm not sure they didn't turn it off. They gave her the camera with the teleprompter. She could ad-lib all day and night. She doesn't need a teleprompter. She could do a whole newscast ad-libbing if she had to. I didn't have a teleprompter, so I just fumbled all over myself. I still did fine in the market. But what happened is the station sold and Lee Allen left. New management came in and saw my salary and said, you're going to make half your salary, and we're going to put you on early morning. We don't need both of you heavy hitters on the same newscast, you and Linda. So I asked Bill Thrash, who is a dear friend of mine. He was at OETA at the time, but I'd worked with him initially at Channel 5, if he would act as my agent, contact Channel 5, and see if they would be interested in having me back. And they said they'd love to have me back, but they needed me at 6 and 10. I'd have to go back to nights. So I talked to Tyler, who was older at this time, and said, if you want to stay in a private school, I'm going to have to go back to nights. And he said, Mom, I don't care if you work at night. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm all right with that. And he was. I was the one that missed out. Much more than he did. But he did miss out on things. There were things I couldn't take him to. He missed out on a lot because it was just the two of us. But I took the job and was able to keep a good salary and keep him in Heritage Hall. But that's what I mean about it. I didn't realize I got off the ladder when I left KXAS. I was on a heck of a career ladder.
And now as you look back, you could have stayed there for another 10, 15 years.
I could
years
have stayed there for a long time.
Because it was working for you big time.
It was working for me in a big way. And all of the anchors that I worked with stayed there. And my acceptance in that market was extremely good. It never worked as well, really, here. News anchoring is funny. People like you to be familiar. The jumping around doesn't work very well. So I was jumping around. Then when I came back, I was 5 and 6 with Linda, and then I was back on Channel 5 at the 6 and 10. Then I got married, and Tom Kirby came back as general manager, and I really wanted some time before Tyler left for school. And Channel 5 was not number one in the ratings anymore. And when you're not number one, they start looking at ways to cut salaries. So I knew the writing was on the wall, that they were not going to keep me on the 6 and 10 at that bigger salary. But I was very creative, and I found a way that I would not be let go, but rather be used to use that with Channel 5. I got a great job with Oklahoma Health Center, and I continued to do medical reports for Channel 5, but got a day job. So I had Tyler's last 2 years of high school where I had a daytime job, and I loved that.
Tyler went on to what college?
He went to Vanderbilt. He's really a smart, smart man.
What is he doing today?
He is with the private equity division of J.P. Morgan in New York. He's really smart.
How old would he be today?
Oh, he is 38, I think. You have to ask him. He keeps track of my age and his.
They make us feel old, don't they?
Yes, they do. I can't believe he's that old.
And his wife's name?
Elaine.
They have children?
They do. They have Luke, who's 11, and Maya, who's 7, I think.